Russia's attack on Ukraine has been devastating for Ukraine's healthcare system. Doctors and tech companies from Massachusetts are trying to help, despite being an ocean away. As WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, they're using telehealth to redefine what the technology can do.
Frank Duggan is an emergency doctor far from an emergency room. He's treating a patient from his living room in Hingham. She's in her home in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine.
Does she have any more blood pressure readings?
Duggan asks questions about her heart condition with help from a translator. She's having trouble getting her medications in the midst of the fighting.
Just those 2 days that she received.
Okay. And a quick question on the first one of those, she did not have the increased dose of the beta blocker. Is that correct?
Duggan troubleshoots what to do with the medicine she does have.
Our plan right now is to stay on the same dose, continue monitoring the blood pressure. We'll evaluate in maybe 3 or 4 more days.
Telemedicine, in some form or another, has been used in emergencies for decades, but advances in access to internet and cell service have transformed what's possible. Gregory Ciotone is chief of disaster medicine at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
In the world of disaster medicine, telehealth is still kind of evolving.
Ciotone says there's the classic scenario where doctor and patient meet over video conference, but telemedicine can also provide care on the go and help live during surgeries. The hope is that telemedicine can relieve pressure on local healthcare systems and boost skills for caregivers on the ground.
We're still trying to figure out best practices and best ways to integrate it into disaster medicine and disaster response.
Hingham-based Medcase is focused on the more than 5 million refugees who fled Ukraine. The company set up teleclinics in neighboring Romania and Poland,
where we physically staff the doctors and nurses, and then it's backed up by dozens of specialists that are available 24/7 over our platform.
Brad Cohen co-founded Medcase. He says they've seen as many as 800 patients a day, and their care can be complicated.
Let's say you're heading to France. Before you get settled there, you don't necessarily have medical support. How do you have your records? How do you represent to your doctor who you are?
Cohen says telehealth can provide care and consistency when little else is predictable. That's one reason Medcase gives refugees access to their medical records on their phones.
They carry that with them, and they can access our doctors when they're on the go, not just when they physically come to a location.
Telemedicine is also being used to help doctors. There's just-in-time medical education, when experts teach providers skills they'll need right away. There's also telesurgery. Milton Chen runs a telemedicine company and its nonprofit arm, AIMI.
Ukraine has a lot of very talented, very skilled physicians.
The problem is those physicians can't always get to conflict zones where they're needed the most. So Chen's team hopes to connect Ukrainian doctors to one another. He explains the model.
I'm a physician in a regional hospital. You're a consultant. And I could click a button. You appear instantaneously. Then through video, you will guide me through amputation, battlefield traumas, and so on.
You heard right. A doctor in another country could explain how to do an amputation as the amputation is happening. It's still in the early stages in Ukraine, but AIMI provided a similar service in Iraq. Other groups are also working on telesurgery that would connect Ukrainians with doctors in the U.S.
We outfitted 8 operating rooms, upgraded Wi-Fi.
Emergency doc Frank Duggan has left his home in Hingham for Ukraine. He's at a hospital in Kharkiv now, setting up backup generators, high-definition cameras, and microscopes for telesurgery.
You go and look at these pictures, and you're like, holy God, I mean, that's like phenomenal. We're seeing blood vessels that are, you know, that are 3 millimeters.
He's been training doctors to use these tools. His hope is that telesurgery will be useful during the war and long after. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.